always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A child has died from measles in Texas. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
It is the first death in a measles outbreak that has infected more than 120 people since late last month. Dr. Lara Johnson with Covenant Health in Lubbock says the child was unvaccinated, who died in the last 24 hours.
I can't get into specific details about the patient. I can tell you the child was a school-age child.
The area has a strong homeschooling and private school community. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Food and Drug Administration has canceled a key step in the process to make next season's flu vaccine. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Usually the FDA's outside vaccine advisors meet every year to weigh in on what strains should be targeted by the upcoming season's annual flu shot. Those meetings are usually scheduled in early March so that flu vaccine makers have enough time to make shots before the fall and winter flu season. Now it's unclear if and when the FDA meeting will be rescheduled.
The Supreme Court hears arguments on a lawsuit against the Ohio Department of Youth Services. Marlene Ames claims she was discriminated against because she's heterosexual. Lower courts dismissed the claim. CBS's Catherine Cole says it looks like the justices will side with Ames.
If the court does that, and I'm pretty sure the court's going to do that, this is going to change employment discrimination law. This is going to make it a more even playing field for anyone who believes they were discriminated against on the basis of their identity in the federal courts here in America.
The Supreme Court temporarily blocks a judge's order, giving the Trump administration a midnight deadline to release billions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid so that the high court has a chance to fully weigh in. Numerous topics covered today during President Trump's first cabinet meeting with his new administration. He has backed up Elon Musk and the DOGE task force, says he wants to give education back to the states, and when it comes to the Environmental Protection Agency and its director.
I spoke with Lee Zeldin, and he thinks he's going to be cutting 65% or so of the people from environmental.
Hamas has handed over the remains of four Israeli hostages, and the Israeli Prime Minister's office says the identification process has begun. CBS's Christopher Cruz also reports.
At around the same time, a Red Cross convoy carrying dozens of Palestinians left a prison in Israel. The exchange came days before the first phase of the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip will end. The Trump administration's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, has said he wants negotiations on the second phase to begin.
A Michigan veterinarian says she rescued a distressed dog in Grand Rapids, cleared up a severe infection it had, and kept it. But months later, she's facing a theft charge after failing to return the dog to a homeless man. That man says he just wants his dog back. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we welcome our friends, Family Natural Foods in part one, and in part two, UW Extension Janelle Weir. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
The Bucks fall short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks played well on defense, but missed shots on offense. They lost to the Rockets, 100-97. Head coach Doc Rivers.
This is one of those games that'll keep you up at night. It really was. And I thought we would have a big advantage from the three-point line, and it was a dead heat.
Men's college basketball, Wisconsin and Marquette, both with wins at home. The Badgers beat the Washington Huskies, 88-62. John Blackwell scored 24 points.
Start off with the defense, just like getting that. After listen to what coach said, let my offense game do the work for itself. So, yeah, I think it was just a defensive end.
Marquette trounced Providence 82-52. Baseball, Brewers with a 9-6 win over the Cleveland Guardians. At the NFL scouting combine, will defensive back Jair Alexander be back with the pack?
Yeah, he's never said anything differently. And, I think he loves Green Bay. You know, again, we'll work through that as we go through the offseason and see where that leads.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson, where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark, deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a little bit of light rain or snow showers in the overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies and lows in the lower 30s. A breezy northwest wind. That breeze continues into Thursday with mostly cloudy skies. Afternoon highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Currently 35 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, Tom Paulswitz and I dig into DEI in the age of Trump. We share with you some of the things MLK said that you may never have heard of.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday. It is 3 o'clock, and that means it is time for Broad Appeal, a segment each week we talk about women elected officials here in the state of Wisconsin and beyond, specifically Democratic women that are pro-choice. And nearly certainly always pro-democracy. Very excited to be joined this week by one of my special guests from Emily's List. Her name is Yari Aquino. She's the Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. Welcome back to the show, Yari. It's really nice to have you again.
Thank you. Excited to be here to chat about such an important topic right now. I mean, we have an election coming up in Wisconsin April 1st, so couldn't be more timely.
Indeed. Folks, if you've been listening to the show, I talk about that election nearly every day. Please get out your red Sharpie. Mark April 1st. Be sure that you have a plan to vote. If you don't know if your vote, where you vote, or if you're registered to vote, go to myvote.wi.org and check it out. You can actually preview your ballot there. Remember, voting is not a test other than of your commitment to participate in our civil democracy. So please make a plan to vote, check out your ballot, make sure everything is good to go on or before April 1st at myvote.wi.gov. Big news this week in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, Yari, Elon Musk apparently dropping millions of dollars into this race through legislation that was enacted by Republicans over a decade ago in the state of Wisconsin that allows this kind of soft, dark money to go directly with one quick stop, but go almost directly into a campaign's coffers. Susan Crawford now being outspent by large margins in terms of advertising. What should people be looking at in this race, and more broadly, as we look to state Supreme Court races and appointments across the country?
Listen, a couple of different things. I know for folks listening and watching, it can get exhausting to be seeing these news cycles and everything happening with Trump and his allies and having a Republican trifecta at the federal level. But what we have to remember, because they're definitely not forgetting, is that they are also working to take over our state Supreme Courts. And this is an example where we're seeing a very, very clear vocal himself, MAGA extremist running to be a justice on the state Supreme Court in Wisconsin. And that should alarm everyone, because Wisconsin should have fair and impartial justices who interpret the law as it benefits Wisconsinites and not on behalf of an extremist agenda. And that is exactly what they're trying to do here. And I'm happy to go into it a little bit more, because Our friends in North Carolina are right now going through something that should be alarming people in every single state across the country, as Justice Allison Riggs, who so clearly won her election, there's been two recounts confirming that, is currently still facing legal challenges from her opponent, Judge Griffin. He is refusing to accept defeat, and they are showing us what the Republican playbook will be when they're not happy with election results. And that includes in Wisconsin, where we have one of the biggest Supreme Court races that's going to happen this election cycle unfolding in just a month and a half, if my math is right.
Yes, 5 weeks. So 5 weeks from yesterday, everybody, we're going to elect the next Supreme Court justice for the state of Wisconsin. Let's make sure everybody is reminded of who Brad Schimmel is. I call him Shameless Schimmel the Shill, because here's who Brad Schimmel is. Didn't test thousands of untested rape kits when he was an attorney general. Does not believe women have the right to choose, thinks a law enacted before women have the right to vote in the state is perfectly fine and should be upheld as constitutional. Also thinks people that violently attacked police on January 6th in an effort to stop the peaceful transition of power in this country, that's just fine to pardon them. I could go on about who Brad Schimmel is. Oh, yeah, the shill that'll ask for money in violation of clear judicial election rules and will take whatever money a new billionaire unelected overlord Elon Musk wants to give him, so long as he can win. Yari, the through line here is that everything that the MAGA movement says about wanting to protect democracy is complete and utter garbage, because when it comes to respecting the choices of voters, they don't. When it comes to being against billionaire overlords that can spend unlimited amounts of dark money in elections, they won't stand up and say that money isn't speech. Here are some of those examples. The North Carolina case, which I'd like you to explain in a little bit more detail to people, as well as the fact that in Ohio, I think I'm getting the state right, the voters voted to enshrine and protect the right to choose for women. And now the GOP has proposed to start tracking women's periods if they're at, quote, high risk for an abortion, whatever that is. So an end run around the will of the voters. Brad Schimmel here in Wisconsin has run ads saying, I support Wisconsin voters' right to decide the abortion question, except he doesn't, because his party doesn't. If they wanted to put a referendum on our ballots to let us decide, the MAGA-controlled Wisconsin legislature would have done that a long time ago, but they haven't, because they don't want us to decide for ourselves. They want to decide for us. Tell us what's happening in North Carolina and why this should be so frightening to everyone here in Wisconsin.
Of course, like I said earlier, Justice Allison Riggs won her election. Two recounts confirm that. And her opponent is continuing to waste taxpayer resources and money trying to overturn this election. And the way that he's doing it and his Republican allies are doing it is by trying to throw out 65,000 ballots. And something that I really want everyone to take away from this is the fact that Judge Griffin admitted to the State Board of Elections that in those 65,000 ballots, they couldn't identify a single ineligible voter. So these are at random to them, North Carolina residents who they are deciding, let's just try and throw these out to benefit our agenda. And includes a lot of veterans, a lot of students, a lot of young people. And it is simply trying to overturn an election because they are not happy with the results. And it gets even muddier than that, because they're trying to use the state Supreme Court there, which is Republican leaning, and they're trying to use his own colleagues on the Court of Appeals to overturn the election results. And including the fact that on the Court of Appeals, one of the judges, Tom Murray, donated to Griffin's legal fund for this battle himself and has not recused himself from the case. So these are the people designing the playbook to overturn the election, supporting the man trying to do that himself and take away the will of North Carolina voters in a very blatant way.
Yeah, I think it might be a conflict of interest in its most essential type if you are the one that's donating to a candidate's campaign to overturn an election by throwing out 65,000 state eligible voters, and you're also the legal arbiter of said dispute. It's insane, but apparently these sorts of conflicts of interest to the tune of Elon Musk getting seeded $38 billion from federal taxpayers, that doesn't matter anymore. It is absolutely shocking. We've seen these tactics here in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, after the 2020 election, the effort was made in the state of Wisconsin to, without sufficient legal grounds, as held by Trump-appointed federal judges over and over again, throw out hundreds of thousands of Wisconsin votes, including votes for Donald Trump. It was simply what I'm going to call geographic discrimination in 2020. If you were from a county that leaned Democratic, they'd throw out as many votes as they could, including the votes of their own supporters, their own Trump voters. It is totally against the very fabric of our democracy. I've got one of our regular texters, Wes from Middleton, calling out that he's worried to a large extent about the spending in this election, especially with Elon Musk getting involved. What can you tell us about those sorts of dollar comparisons here in Wisconsin and elsewhere? As I understand it, Republicans and here in the state of Wisconsin, more dollars donated through dark money, 501c4 organizations to Brad Schimmel than Susan Crawford by a huge clip.
Yeah. Right now, what I can tell you is this is poised to be the most expensive state Supreme Court race in history. It's happening in Wisconsin. We know why it's so important. The majority is on the balance, and there's so many cases that are going to be decided by whoever is elected in this. So it's really important. And the reality is right now, because of Musk and their MAGA allies and all this dark money, she is being outspent by, I think currently it's around $10 million. And that is something where that means people are, you know, seeing your messages less, are seeing your voice less, and are seeing, not hearing from you as much. And it's something that we need to make sure to counter. And that's why it's so important to keep having these conversations, to remind voters that they have to get out and vote. But the good news is we have seen so many upsets where money does not make a difference. We saw it in Senate races, for example, Angela Alsobrooks. We've seen so many people be able to defeat a mega extremist when they're outspent, because at the end of the day, it's the values of Wisconsinites that matters.
Folks, that's Yari Aquino. She is the director of strategic communications at Emily's List each Wednesday at 3 p.m. I am joined by an amazing Wisconsin elected official who also happens to be a woman, a Democrat, and a pro-choice Democrat at that. And on the alternating weeks, I'm joined by someone amazing who is supporting the efforts of women to get elected from Emily's List. Again, this week, we've got Yari joining us. It is so critical. And here's the fundamental point. I want as many people as possible to vote in this upcoming Supreme Court election. And I want them to do that because at base, I truly believe that the vast majority of not just Wisconsinites, but Americans do not want to accept that a billionaire overlord can effectively pick winners and losers of elections. We do not believe that money is speech. We do not believe that corporations are people. And we do not like dark money in politics. And I hope that the voters of Wisconsin stand up for that value and say no to our newly non-elected, not appointed, unconfirmed billionaire overlord Elon Musk and send him packing. A vote for Susan Crawford is a vote against Elon Musk and billionaire overlords everywhere. We're going to continue our discussion with Yari Aquino when we come back. We might even take a listen to a couple of Susan Crawford's most recent ads, because there is pushback. Take heart, all, and be sure you are registered to vote for April 1st. Go to mindvote.wi.gov. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're going to want to keep it locked. The discussion continues after these brief messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Every voter has a chance to say, I stand up for every woman, because women elected officials and judges have broad appeal. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As we do each Wednesday at 3 o'clock, we celebrate women elected officials, women Democratic elected officials who are pro-choice. And this week we have our special Emily's List guest, Yari Aquino. She's the Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. We've been talking about the importance of state Supreme Courts, the role that they play in pushing back against, frankly, what can only be called an abandonment of fundamental principles of democracy, government accountability, and some respect for the voters, as we see from Donald Trump, in essence, turning over the keys of the government, the most important, some of the most important decisions about both personnel and budgets and how to spend money, effectively just handing over the reins to a billionaire overlord, though who is a citizen, wasn't born here, holds, I think the last I heard was citizenship in three countries, who's working for, I don't know, why do we assume it's American best interests? It's very strange. Supreme Courts, state Supreme Courts across the country are going to play such a critical role in pushing back against this extreme MAGA agenda, whether we're talking about billionaire overlords, money in politics, the right of women to choose, or again, simply protecting your right to vote. This election cycle here in the state of Wisconsin is no exception. April 1st, this, I think in a lot of ways, Yari, the trajectory of the state of Wisconsin will be decided in less than 5 weeks, whether we continue to allow folks that believe January 6th was a good thing to run our state or not. This simply couldn't be higher stakes. When you zoom out broadly, Yari, and you look at Emily's List's role in election cycles and trying to promote women that are pro-democracy as well as pro-choice candidates, is there a theme that you're seeing in how women candidates are being countered by the extreme MAGA right?
Yeah. I'd say something that we saw last cycle, even though obviously when it came to the White House, it didn't go the way that we wanted it to. Something that we saw with a lot of Emily's List Democratic pro-choice women is that women still defeated the odds, even in states where Trump won. Such as Wisconsin in the Senate, for example, we still had women overcome. And it's something that we always remind people, like, women have showed us that when they have power, they will fight on behalf of working families, of our rights, our freedoms. And it's something that we have seen across the board. And as a result, Republicans are scared of progress. They have turned into this Trump MAGA obsessed party that is just wanting to take us back. They are attacking our freedoms. They're creating absolute chaos in the government. And we are seeing in the state level that trickles down to extremists being emboldened and empowered to try and pass these like extreme pieces of legislation that our women are having to fight against. And with running these campaigns and putting yourself out there, of course, there's so many barriers that women must overcome. And there's so many different fights to be had, but that is why Emily's List exists. And we are seeing, because of these fights and in cases like in Wisconsin's state Supreme Court last time around, which was our Emily's List first ever state Supreme Court endorsement to win that majority, it was something where we're seeing women overcome these barriers, and the results are protecting our freedom. So it's something that we are going to keep doing, and we are committed, especially at the state level, and to take back the House, of course, but to grow centers of power. So we're really, really committed to this.
One of the ironies that I think abounds when I look at women's candidacies and their campaigns nationwide is that there is no perfect candidate. Unless you came out of some weird bubble and have literally done nothing of note in your entire life, which then begs the question, why would you be running? Every single candidate, Republican and Democratic, will have some weaknesses, some mistake that has been made. The thing that I find absolutely incredible, and I find this in every single campaign that involves a woman, is that I will hear from those that oppose that female candidate an absolute thrashing of that individual as if they their opponent has never made a mistake, or that the person talking about these candidates has never made a mistake. When if you compare the records of the two candidates in totality, inclusive of the mistakes and errors in judgment, nearly in every case, and certainly in the Schimmel-Crawford race here in Wisconsin, the errors, the mistakes aren't even comparable. Let me be specific about that. I am enraged by the idea that Republicans are attacking Susan Crawford for what was, or what she likely would admit, was both a filing error and a challenge in an individual sentencing decision. You stack that up against the 9,000 untested rape kits that Brad Schimmel sat on for the years he was an attorney general. And I will respectfully offer to every single one of those people that wants to talk about Susan Crawford's record, the impact of the harm of the mistake cannot even be in good faith laughably compared. Yari, as we approach the end of our segment here, what are your fundamental messages to Wisconsin voters about, again, why this particular election matters so very much, not just to women in Wisconsin, but to voters who want their government to work well and transparently for them?
I would say the most important thing is to remember what we're even talking about here. State Supreme Courts are where our rights are decided. When we want to challenge extremist attacks on our freedoms that are often coming from state legislatures, where let's say we have a Republican majority and they're trying to pass some anti-choice homophobic legislation, attacks on working families, like those things are often attempted to pass there and then decided whether they're constitutional or not at the state Supreme Court. And that is why this is so important. We can't forget what we're talking about here. It's not just another election. These seats are for 10 years. It's something that is so critical. And just on the other side of the coin, what we want to pass freedoms, we want to protect our rights. That is also where those are decided. So it's something where we need to remember what we're talking about. And the fact that on April 1st, who we vote for will decide whether Wisconsin has reproductive freedom for years to come.
Thank you, Yari Aquino, Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. When we come back, it's today's installment of Over the Hump and Trump, a break from politics, which we all need. We're going to talk about sharing some kindness and goodwill in your community and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A child who was not vaccinated has died from measles in West Texas, which now has over 120 cases. CBS's Omar Villafranco reports that the hospital in Lubbock also notes
hospitalizations that they do have here. Everyone who is hospitalized and getting treatment is not vaccinated.
President Trump backs Elon Musk's demand that federal employees explain their recent accomplishments or risk getting fired. The edict has spawned new litigation. Trump says his administration is just trying to find out if people are working.
If you don't answer, essentially, you know, there's a penalty to pay, like that's the end of the job.
His comments coming at the first cabinet meeting of his new administration. Another exchange of hostages and prisoners takes place between Israel and Hamas. And as the BBC's Sebastian Usher reports from Jerusalem,
the last remaining four dead hostages who were to be returned as part of that first phase of the deal are being returned
and will have to be identified. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks fall short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks played well on defense, but missed shots on offense. They lost to the Rockets, 100-97. Head coach Doc Rivers.
This is one of those games that'll keep you up at night. It really was. And I thought we would have a big advantage from the three-point line, and it was a dead heat.
Men's college basketball, Wisconsin and Marquette, both with wins at home. The Badgers beat the Washington Huskies, 88-62. John Blackwell scored 24 points.
Started off with the defense, just like in that. After it, listened to what coach said, let my offense game do the work for itself. So, yeah, I think it was just a defensive end.
Marquette trounced Providence, 82-52. Baseball, Brewers with a 9-6 win over the Cleveland Guardians. At the NFL Scouting Combine, will defensive back Jair Alexander be back with the pack?
Yeah, he's never said anything differently. And, you know, I think he loves Green Bay. You know, again, we'll work through that as we go through the offseason and see where that leads.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. John Hughes was the king of teenage comedies, pretty much up until his sudden death in 2009. At a recent event in Hollywood, producer Adam Fields says Hughes sent him the initial script for The Breakfast Club as a play that was all set in one classroom. When asked about a potential remake, Fields said he did not think the film could be remade because it is character-driven, whereas everything these days is mostly concept-driven. The Breakfast Club recently celebrated the 40th year since its release. The cast of the Oscar-nominated film Conclave, a film about selecting the new pope after the death of a pope, has a lot on their mind, like a potential Best Picture win at the Oscars this coming weekend after winning the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture last Sunday at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Members of the cast wished real-life Pope Francis well as he has been hospitalized with health issues at 88 years old. Isabella Rossellini said, "We love this pope and are worried for him. Life imitating art or art imitating life." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a little bit of light rain or snow showers in the overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies and lows in the lower 30s. A breezy northwest wind. That breeze continues into Thursday with mostly cloudy skies. Afternoon highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Currently 35 degrees.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread. And tomorrow, it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide. Because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Judge Susan Crawford joins us at 11:06. The election just 5 weeks away for the next spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know about you all, but on occasion, I will order up some smooth jazz. When I need to relax, sometimes it is some smooth jazz, though I am ardently in the no Kenny G camp. It cannot do the Kenny G. I overwhelmed myself with far too much Kenny G growing up. You couldn't escape it. Do you know that Kenny G is like piped into public squares and shopping malls in China, especially around closing time? It's like the universal Chinese song with like, you can't stay here, but you gotta go home. And I think it's one particular Kenny G song. I've gotten myself down a rabbit hole with all that great smooth jazz Cal has playing for me. If you don't know Cal, everybody, he is the guy that helps me sound good every day. He is running the board this afternoon. We have one of my most enjoyable segments of the week for this last half hour, and I invite you all to participate in this piece of the show with me. I call it Over the Hump and Trump. It is about taking a break, stepping away from the politics of the day. I don't call them New Year's resolutions, my New Year's intentions included things like to create more and connect more with people, to rest, to play more, to move more, all those kinds of good things. And so this is an attempt for all of us to find those places of connection. This week's theme is about showing kindnesses to others. So I invite you to participate this half hour with me, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Is there a kindness that you have received from perhaps a stranger or someone else in your life that really made a difference? Have you been able to extend a kindness to someone recently, especially maybe someone you don't know or who's a little different from you that you think has made a difference in their life or maybe just their day? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to get into all of that. I've got a couple of stories that I'd like to share with each and every one of you this afternoon. But I also wanted to remind you that we are coming up on Friday, everyone. And Fridays, what do Fridays mean? Well, it means we're going to have a goodly amount of fun at 3:30 with Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. But it means also that at 3 o'clock, it's our new segment called Ask Maggie, where you can basically ask me anything. If you would like to participate and send a question along, you can do so via the talk and text line at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Or you can email your question to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Again, that is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. You ask, keep those questions coming. We always enjoy that segment every Friday afternoon. We hope you do as well. I wanted to share with you all a couple of kindnesses that have been paid to me. One many, many moons ago and one very recently. So I want to start with the one many, many moons ago. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you all know that I lived in New York City for a number of years as an attorney, as a young lawyer, learning the ropes, getting my teeth cut. And one of the things that I like to share about New York is that your best days in New York it feels like you're walking through glitter. Like, they're just amazing. It's, oh, I can't believe I'm here. Gosh, this is so cool. But the inverse is also true, that your worst days in New York are really, really, really bad. And I was having one of those really, really really no good, very bad, terrible days in New York. And I just wanted to share with all of you, I actually broke down in a subway. I was so stressed out from work. Back then I was working, you know, those 80-hour work weeks. A friend of mine was going through particularly hard times. I had injured myself. I was kickboxing at the time. I had injured myself really badly, so I wasn't able to work out. I wasn't sleeping well. I was working a ton. And I sat down on a bench waiting for the subway and just started crying. You know, those, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm not even really sad, but I have all of this stress and anxiety and it's bad day today kind of cries, and couldn't really keep it together. And a stranger came up to me and she sat down and she said, "Hey, what can I do to help?" And she sat there and she just talked to me for about 15 minutes. I kept asking her, "Is that your train? It's okay. You can get on your train." And she said, "No, that's not my train." I'm pretty sure she was full of it. And when she got, as we were sort of wrapping up our 15-minute chat, she looked at me and she said, "When is the last time you've eaten?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know. It's been quite some time." Because when you're, you know, pounding 12 to 14 hours worth of work at a desk, you sometimes forget to eat. Happens. And she reached into her bag and got out a protein bar, one of those Clif bars. She said, "Do you like these? These are really good." Now, maybe it's not the wisest thing to accept food from a perfect stranger on a New York subway, but let me tell you, that Clif bar had my name written all over it because it was my favorite flavor. And I took that Clif bar from this woman in New York City some 15 plus years ago, and she really, really made my day. I needed a frickin' snack, and I needed somebody to be nice to me for 15 minutes, and she was. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Usually, I'm a fireman for politics, but on Wednesdays, we take a little break at 3:30 for a segment we call Over the Hump and Trump. Today's theme is kindnesses. What is a kindness that you have shared with someone, maybe a stranger recently, that you think made a difference in their life? What is a kindness that you have maybe received from someone that made a difference in your day or your hour or your week? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I wanted to share a little bit of input from Cam from Appleton. He likes to buy the person behind him in the drive-thru their meal or coffee. I love that one. That's the old pay it forward routine. That is such a nice approach to things, Cam. Kristen from Eau Claire, we lost you there. Please do feel free to call back, especially if you're a new caller. Go right to the front of the lines, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'll share with you next, not the most recent kindness I received from someone, but I will share with you the kindness that is in my wheelhouse. I've done this a number of times, especially since I moved back here to Milwaukee. I didn't own a car in New York, didn't own a car when I lived in Chicago, loved not having a car. But when I came back to Milwaukee, it's kind of a car necessary town. And on occasion, driving around, I will see someone loaded down with groceries or with a couple of kids, especially when it's gosh darn cold outside and or pouring rain, waiting for the bus. And having waited for a number of buses in my many years on this planet, waiting for the bus in the pouring rain is about the most miserable place you can be in. It is not fun. Perhaps only worse is when it is like negative degrees outside and you're so stinking cold and the buses seem to be, of course, running late. You add to that some groceries into the mix and boy, what a drag that is. Well, I had an opportunity a couple of weeks ago and it seems to crop up pretty regularly as I'm tooling around. I live on the east side of Milwaukee. When it was really cold last week, met a lady who had a bunch of groceries and a little kid with her. And I pulled over and I said, "Hey, can I give you a ride home?" And she looked at me and her kid, it was like, "Yeah, let's get in the car." She kind of checked me out. "Lady, do you look weird? Are you safe?" And I said, "It's all right. You guys can sit in the back seat if you want." But they piled in. I helped them load their groceries up and I took them home. And that is one of the kindnesses that over the 15 plus years since I moved back to Milwaukee, that I really enjoy giving. If I've got a few extra minutes in my schedule and can help somebody who's stuck in the rain, especially schlepping kids and or groceries, or it's real cold outside, boy, that is always such a nice thing for me to do. I enjoy doing it. It's nice. I get to chit chat. She ended up having gone to Rufus King, where I went to high school. So we got to talk about the Generals back in the day. We had a really nice convo. So if that very lovely lady happens to be, her name was Lenore. Lenore, if you happen to be listening, it was great to get to know you and your son, Jeremy. Folks, you want to share a story, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I wanted to share with you a couple of amazing stories of kindnesses and good things happening both locally and across the country as well. I came across this story about two young kids who had been treated by Aurora Healthcare here in Ozaukee County. And the boys were treated separately. They hadn't even met each other, even though they only lived 10 minutes away from each other. But Aurora, through their Aurora All-Star program, which seems to be a bit like Make-A-Wish, had worked out to send these two young Brewers fans to spring training. They got to meet at spring training. They met Christian Yelich there and had just an absolutely lovely time together. Both one of the boys, again, from the Ozaukee County area. Another girl also got to go on the trip. She was from Green Bay. So just nice work by Aurora and their Aurora All-Star program. Here's another story that I thought was absolutely touching. A woman from Pennsylvania found out that her old prom date that she had lost touch with needed a kidney, if you can believe this. And though they lived many states away, she went through the kidney matching program and ultimately flew out to Pennsylvania to give her prom date a kidney. I don't know, a good corsage for a kidney sounds like a pretty fine deal. Just amazing. And here's the kicker here. She wasn't his first choice for the prom, everyone. I thought that was absolutely cute. Sean Moyer is the kidney recipient's name. The second runner-up, he invited Elena Hershey to his senior prom, and it was Elena, these many 35 years later, that donated a kidney to Sean. I just loved that story. We can all be so lucky as to have a prom date, number one, and number two, a prom date that 35 years later will give you one of their kidneys. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. For today's installment of Over the Hump and Trump, we're talking about kindnesses that we extend to one another and that we have been so lucky to receive. When we come back, we'll take a few more of your stories. I'll go to some of these other news stories about these kindnesses that folks have shared with one another as of late. If you would like to share your story, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And you can join our program that way. In addition, again, I want to encourage everybody, you got a question for me that you don't really feel comfortable calling me up to share. Don't worry. You can email that question to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Keep it locked. We're going to come back with more kindnesses that we share with one another. I'm going to share a recent kindness that someone paid me and one of my other favorite kindnesses that I like to share with other people because I've gotten lucky a few times. Lucky at a baseball park. More on that in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with today's last segment of The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everybody. Got the last segment of today's Wednesday show, and we're in the segment called Over the Hump and Trump, where we try to get away from politics for a minute, usually involving how we connect with one another, creating things, playing, hanging out, how we rest better. Today, the theme is kindnesses shown to you or that you've shown to others that you would like to share. 855-75-CIVIC, that's 855-752-4842. Matt from Madison sharing a really good tip. If you need some uplifting stories, just Google athletes being good to kids. There's caboodles of that stuff out there. And Matt, I promise I didn't cede Matt's text to us, because the other kindness that I wanted to share with all of you is I have been lucky enough in a Major League Baseball park to catch a hit ball, not once, not twice, not three, but four times. Once in old Yankee Stadium, once in Wrigley Field, and twice in what used to be, or what is now AmFam Field. I can't even remember what it was called before. My mind is just going blank on me. Twice, caught two balls in what is now AmFam Field. Every single one of those times that I caught one of these baseballs, I gave them away to kids near me, because what does an adult need with a baseball caught in a Major League Baseball stadium? The only baseball that I've ever kept that was hit as a home run in a Major League Baseball stadium is the one that my dad hit into an empty bleacher section during a men's senior baseball game a number of years back. We're going to go to the phones. We got Danielle from Wausau. What story of kindness would you like to share this afternoon, Danielle?
Oh, hi, Maggie. I really enjoy your program, so thank you for that. Well, I started a new job a couple of months ago, and I have real bad anxiety, and sometimes I stutter, and everyone I work with has been so amazing and so kind, and they see me getting nervous, they'll step in, and they'll help me talk, and just so lucky to have such a great, amazing people that just care so much, so.
Oh, Danielle, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling, Danielle. You didn't stutter one little bit. I hope you can feel the love and support here on the Maggie Non Show for you. I appreciate you so much. And I'm so glad you found a workplace with people that respect and care about you enough to understand that we're each different. We each communicate differently. We all and every single one of us have our communication challenges in some way or the other. I also wanted to share with you all maybe our last story of the day. If you've got a story you'd like to share, like Danielle just did, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're sharing stories of kindness, kindnesses that you may have paid to others or kindnesses that you have received from others. I wanted to share this story. An 89-year-old Army veteran was at a Cracker Barrel lately, and the entire Cracker Barrel stood up and sung him happy birthday, which reduced this lovely man to tears. And he had said something along the lines of, the older you get, the more invisible you become. And he was so appreciative of, frankly, the love and being seen, being visible to all these people in that Cracker Barrel. Wanted to share that story with each and every one of you because amazing. This was a Cracker Barrel near Flagstaff, Arizona. Again, an 89-year-old Army veteran having the entire joint sing him a little happy birthday. They didn't share his entire name, but they did share that his first name is Richard. And apparently he loves him some Cracker Barrel, eats there every day with family members. Wanted to end today's show with this because I think in this moment of strife, right, it is oftentimes hard to find a place for kindnesses, to accept kindnesses, to extend them to others. And I just think it's more important than ever in these times to do just that. Lori from Shawnee, one of my favorite places in the state, is texting in this. Years ago, I was waiting in line at my veterinarian office when an elderly lady came stumbling out of the exam room area crying. The very sweet receptionist told the lady not to bother waiting in line, that they'd send her the bill. Lady said that she got paid on the 5th of the month, and I figured she was talking about when her Social Security check came in. When I got to the receptionist, I asked her about the poor lady, and she said that they had to euthanize the lady's dog. And Lori from Shawnee volunteered to pay that lady's vet bill. This was around Christmas time. The receptionist later sent Lori a card and explained to her that when she told this older lady that her bill for the euthanization of her dog had been paid, she cried. And the receptionist thanked Lori from Shawnee because that lady's husband had passed away years ago and that dog had been her only companion. Boy, Lori, that is quite the story. And I thank you so much for sharing it with each and every one of us. I'll share with you a kindness paid to me just last week. I had popped in to the Metro Market on Milwaukee's east side to pick up a couple of items for dinner. And I had been in quite the rush. And guess what I left at home? My wallet. Has this ever happened to you? You get into the checkout lane and you start looking for your wallet and all of a sudden it ain't there. Slightly embarrassing, very frustrating. And boy, it sets you back because then you got to schlep home, hope that your groceries are still there. Well, the nice lady behind me, her name was Kate, picked up my grocery tab that day. To your point, Lori, let's extend each other some kindnesses this week. Everyone deserves one. My name's Magnon. That's going to do it for me. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together and share some kindnesses. Take care, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Dom Salvia is up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turn my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Breaking news, the government has just filed the official Pentagon guidance for transgender service members, as transgender soldiers are suing to block the implementation of Trump's executive order restricting transgender military service and recruitment. Soldiers can receive waivers on a case-by-case basis, but otherwise they are being processed for administrative separation. The Supreme Court is considering an Ohio case filed by Marlene Ames that could dramatically change how the nation's court considers workplace discrimination claims.
Ames wants the High Court to revive her civil rights lawsuit against her employer, the Ohio Department of Youth Services. Lower courts dismissed the suit, ruling she had not proven that she was discriminated against because she's heterosexual. Ames says the case could make it easier for people from majority backgrounds to pursue workplace discrimination claims. She spoke after hearing oral arguments.
Maybe in the future.